Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints, and we greet you in the very precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. Our scripture reading this morning is found in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, and it reads, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for allowing us to see a new day on today. A new day, Lord, filled with new mercies. One that we've never seen before, Lord, and one we shall never see again. So, Lord, for that we thank you. This morning, Lord, we want to pray for President Trump, oh God. We pray, Lord, for the president this morning because you told us to pray for those in authority. We ask that you bless President Trump, oh God. Bless his health and his strength, Lord. Bless his vision for the country, oh God. For you said where there is no vision, the people perish. Bless his family, oh God. Bless his wife, Mrs. Trump, oh God. His children, oh God. His son-in-law. Bless those that protect him, oh God. The Secret Service, the police, oh God, and others. Lord, I ask that you give him peace, oh God. Give him peace in his mind, oh God. Peace with his decisions. Peace in his emotions, oh God. Give him peace in the White House, Lord. Peace when he rests at night, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Give him peace, Lord, when he's making speeches, oh God. Peace when he's talking before the public, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray this morning for his continued growth, oh God, for his maturity as the president and leader, Lord. We pray for his spiritual growth, oh God. We ask that you would draw him closer to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said in your word that you are a wonderful counselor, Lord. So, Lord, we pray that you would counsel the president, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless him, O God, to continue to receive godly advice, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, speak to him, Lord, when he prays to you, Lord. Bless his cabinet, O God. Bless his advisors, O God, and all of those in his inner circle. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord, for his politics, Lord, and his political opponents, O God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, touch those that are in different parties, Lord. Touch them and give them a mind to cooperate, Lord, when it makes sense. You told us, Lord, to follow peace with all men. Lord Jesus, help the president as he stands on the shoulders of so many that went before him, Lord. Help him, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you see the state of our country, Lord. Many people are dissatisfied with the outcome of the election, oh God. But it happened, oh God, because you allowed it to happen. So, Lord Jesus, we understand that promotion comes from you, Lord, not from no man, hallelujah, but only from you. So, Lord, we ask that you would bless Mr. Trump. In the name of Jesus, bless him, oh God. Hold him in your hand. Keep him under the shadow of your wing, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. When he is tempted to say things, Lord, that are nasty, O God, I ask you to bridle his tongue, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Give him peace and understanding, O God. In the name of Jesus. Touch him, O God, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Calm his emotions, O God. Calm his feelings, oh God. in the name of Jesus. Help them not to take things so personal, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Bless him, oh God. And as you bless him, Lord, I ask you to bless our country, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, bless those who marched in opposition to President Trump, Lord. Bless them for their courage to stand up, Lord, to government. In the name of Jesus. Lord, bless those who are discouraged and fearful because of Mr. Trump's election, Lord. You haven't given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So, Lord, bless them, O God. Encourage them, Lord. Let them know that you are the one who is ultimately in charge. In the name of Jesus. For you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. You are the Alpha. You are the Omega, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you sit on the throne, O God, in heaven. Hallelujah. So look on our nation, O God. In the name of Jesus. Look on our nation, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we thank you this morning for this time of prayer. We give you glory. Lord, we give you honor. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus, Lord. So many people, Lord, are concerned. And we ask you to ease their concerns. So many people are disturbed, Lord. We ask you to give them peace, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Bless, Lord. Bless Mrs. Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Lord, who lost to President Trump, Lord. Bless her, Lord, to accept the results. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Don't let her have second doubts, oh God, and second guess, oh God. But bless her, Lord, and bless her family. In the name of Jesus. Lord, bless our Vice President, oh God. Vice President Pence. Help him to be an asset, Lord. Help him to undergird the arms of President Trump, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Bless all of his cabinet, Lord, his nominees. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Bless all those in senior positions in government, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the agency heads, oh God. In the name of Jesus, all of the advisors in the inner circle, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch them, Lord. Help us, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For you said in your word, if my people which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, hallelujah, then you would hear from heaven and heal the land. So, Lord, we ask, oh God, as you bless those in authority, in the name of Jesus, that you would heal our land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you this morning, Lord. I thank you. I thank you and I give you the glory. I thank you and I give you the praise. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Help us not to look to government, Lord, but help us to look to the hills from which cometh thy help. Our help, it cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. So we thank you this morning, Lord. We give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise, oh God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Thank God. Thank God. And amen. Saints, as you go forward on this week and even on today, remember the scripture that I read to you in 1 Timothy 1 and 2. And it reads, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. So remember to pray for those in authority that the Lord will have his way in their lives. And as the Lord has his way, we will all live a peaceable and quiet life. Remember the Lord, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Remember the various announcements for the Temple of Healing Waters Church. Remember for for the remaining Wednesdays of this month, we'll be meeting in the church at 7 p.m. for prayer, where the Lord will meet us there for an hour of Holy Ghost power. Remember, every first Monday of the month is Men's Monday, where the men come together for Bible study, fellowship, and various activities. Every first Wednesday of the month is Women's Wednesday, where the ladies gather together for fellowship, Bible study, and various activities. Thank the Lord for all that He's doing. We give Him praise, we give Him glory, because He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. I love you, but most of all, remember that the Lord Jesus loves you, and He gave His life for you and I, that we might have eternal life. Be blessed. Have a wonderful day, and remember that the Lord is ultimately in charge of all things. Be blessed.